I'm tired, I'm worn, my heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes, I've let my hope fail, my soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Babe, this gift of love and righteousness. by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ, I live. Body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me, for precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ, I'll stand.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. It's great that all of you have decided to tune in today here on The Hope Show, and I hope that all of you had a very happy Thanksgiving with your families. We had Thanksgiving at our home this year. Most generally, we do. We were blessed to be surrounded by some good friends, and all of our children and most of our grandchildren, all but one, made it. It doesn't get any better than that, friends, you know. It just doesn't. We all have so much to be thankful for. God is good all the time. No matter what our situation is, God is good all the time. Today's message is in Christ alone. Before we get started, though, I want us all to just bow our head and join me in this opening prayer, if you would, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity for all of us to join together here today to hear your word. As we gather around today, we give you thanks. We give you all the praise and the glory. Everything we need is found in you. You are our cornerstone, our foundation, our rock, our strength, our comfort, our healer. You are our everything. It is in you that our hope is found. May our hearts be softened by the message today and give us the ability to hear what it is that you would have us to hear. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel, and may the words I speak come directly from you and not from my own understanding. We thank you, Father, for all that you do. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer. As I mentioned earlier, the message for today is called In Christ Alone. Friends, today we're going to be talking about Jesus. Who is he? Why did he come to earth? Why is it so important that he did? What does it mean to you and to I? Before coming to earth, Jesus existed eternally in heaven with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. These three make up the Trinity, the Godhead, that were present at the time of creation. Also at this time were many angels in heaven, but one particular angel, once named Lucifer, defied God, rebelled against him, and fell from God's grace. We know this fallen angel today by other names, most commonly known as Satan, or the devil, or the enemy. After the fallout with God, Satan was expelled from heaven and sent to earth. The first man and woman created were Adam and Eve. They were placed in the Garden of Eden and were forbidden to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge. But Satan fooled Eve into eating the fruit anyway. She then talked Adam into doing the same thing. Adam and Eve brought sin to earth by disobeying God. This act caused the fall of humanity. The fall had a great impact on the conditions of the earth as well as upon mankind. And some of these include the following. Number one, spiritual separation. The perfect relationship between God and humanity was broken. Number two, judgment upon the serpent, or better known as Satan, the one who is ultimately responsible for all the sin in this world. Judgment on the woman, as Eve. She was the first to disobey God. In Genesis 3:16, the Bible tells us, "To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be with your husband, and he shall rule over you." And number four, judgment of man. Man must now labor for his existence on a cursed earth. Whereas before, Adam had it pretty easy in the garden. Because of his disobedience, though, to God, now his work is exhausting and causes suffering. Number five, the divine judgment on the earth. The original condition of our nature on this earth, our surroundings, which was perfect, began to degenerate after the fall. Thorns and thistles now covered the ground. The Bible talks about the thorn being like the devil, or the enemy of humanity. The thorn used in Scripture is a symbol of evil. And then six, judgment on the animal kingdom. Once, all the animals were tame on earth. But now, it isn't always true. Even in the animal kingdom, there is strife. There's a food chain. A sense of survival of the fittest. That didn't exist before the fall. Jesus, God's only Son, God sent His Son to earth to atone for our sins. Wipe away our sins. Wash them white as snow. Jesus became the bridge between a fallen humanity and His Father, so that we may once again be reunited with God. God sacrificed His only Son for each and every one of us. Jesus was perfect, unblemished, flawless, and yet He was sent to earth, nailed to a cross, and died a horrific death, beaten and drained of all blood, to wash away the sins of mankind for you and I. In 1 John 3:8, the Bible tells us, "He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that He might destroy the works of the devil." And so why is this so important to us? If Jesus Christ didn't come to earth to atone for our sins, we would forever be separated from God and heaven. We wouldn't have any hope of going to heaven and living eternally with our Heavenly Father. Our only option would have been to spend eternity in hell. Through Jesus Christ, we find our salvation if we accept Him as our Lord and Savior. In 2 John 1:17, the Bible says, For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. In 1 John 4, 1-3, the Bible says, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, which means to test it. Something that sounds false to you, test it against the Word of God. Try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. In Jesus' short time on earth, he accomplished so much. There's a very stark difference in those who believe in Christ and those who deny him. It's as opposite as day and night. For the believer, Christ is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Alpha and the Omega, who defeated death and sin and gives each believer a new life. Like the opening song we heard earlier, In Christ Alone, in him alone is all we hope to have and enjoy. In him is where our hope is found. He is our light, our strength, our rock, our redeemer, our comforter. He is our cornerstone, our solid ground, firm through the fierce droughts and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, where fears are stilled, or when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all. Here is the love of Christ I stand. In Romans 8:28-39, it tells us, the Bible tells us, And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called, whom he called, these he also justifies, and whom he justifies, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare even his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who dies, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes an intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulations, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors, through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, not things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Friends, those promises are so powerful. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. All we have to do to be a part of the kingdom of God is to ask Jesus to come into our heart, our lives. Accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Accept that He died on the cross for our sins and rose again 3 days later. Commit to God and to following His righteous path, obeying Him in all things that we do and say. Staying in a perfect relationship with God, reading and studying His Word, praying about all things, praise Him in all things, ask Him forgiveness for our sins. Stay on the narrow road that leads to eternity in heaven. Friends, the benefit package that God offers is like no other. You won't find it anyplace else. If you have not made that step, that commitment in your life to follow Jesus, it is never too late. If God is calling you right now, then I want you to say this prayer with me right now. Dear God, I know that I am a sinner, and there is nothing I can do on my own to save myself. With my mouth, I confess, I accept You into my heart as my Lord and Savior. I trust in Christ alone as the one who bore my sins and died on the cross for me, that I should have everlasting life with God and in heaven. Create in me a pure heart, Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Thank You for the gift of salvation and for forgiving the sinner. Put in me a desire to thirst after Your Word and to follow it all the rest of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said this prayer, friends, I believe and declare that you have been born again. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and go to a short break. So please stay tuned in to the second half of today's message.
Be cheap. brought me out of all my shame. I see the old is passed away, the new has come. Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. I'm dressed in your royalty. Your Holy Spirit lives in me. I see my past has been redeemed. The new has come. Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. Freedom. You have given us freedom. You have given us freedom. My chains are gone.
I'm no longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom. Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. And I'm no longer bound by sin and darkness.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm happy that all of you have gathered here to listen to the Hope Show, to hear God's Word. If you are just tuning in, today's message is in Christ alone. It's been a pretty powerful message so far. And I encourage you, if you are just tuning in, then after today's message and after the podcast has been uploaded to my page, go back and listen to the entire message. If you've been tuned in from the beginning, perhaps you'd like to listen again or share it with a friend. Let's get God's Word out to all of His children, all around the world. It's so important. I'm just going to take a moment to recap. Friends, today we have been talking about Jesus, who He is, why did He come to earth, why is it so important that He did? What does it mean to you and I? We have established that before coming to earth, Jesus existed eternally in heaven with God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit. These three make up the Trinity, the Godhead, that were present at the time of creation. Also at this time were many angels in heaven, but one particular angel, once named Lucifer, defied God, rebelling against him, and fell from God's grace. We know him by several names, but Satan, or the devil, or the enemy, are the most common names in which we call him. After this fallout with God, he was sent to earth. He deceived the first man and first woman, Adam and Eve, to eat the forbidden fruit of the tree of knowledge that God had specifically told them not to eat from. This event in history caused a huge downslide, domino effect, on all of God's creation. And here we are today, still struggling to get past all of the evil and the corruption of this world. We live in Satan's back playground, and as long as we are still here on this earth, we will still battle Satan and all of his lies. But for the believer, there is hope in Jesus Christ. This is not our home, friends. We are merely passing through until we reach our final destination alongside God, sharing eternity in heaven. We were all created for a unique purpose, and we're gifted with wonderful talents. Not everyone is good at the same thing. We were uniquely made in Christ's image. It is our job to figure out what our purpose is, in what areas of life are we gifted, and how we can best use our gift to further the kingdom of God. Our goal is to reach out and touch as many souls as we can while we are still on this earth, our temporary home, to share God's word and help guide all of God's children to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ before it's too late, before he comes back, before we all pass away and stand face to face with God on Judgment Day, because then it will be too late. There will be no second chances. And friends, no one wants to hear God say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Without Jesus Christ, there is no hope for our lives. With Jesus, there is hope as we walk by faith and trust in him. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith, not by sight. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus." Jesus says in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Deep down, at one point or another in our life, we all have probably had the thought or the idea that we could be our own Savior. Ever since Adam and Eve bought into Satan's lies, we have thought we could save ourselves and be like a God too. But mankind has a default mode. Its default mode is save yourself. But we must recognize that very mindset going all the way back to Adam and Eve that has landed us in the situation we now find ourselves. Look at what the world has become. So far away from what God had purposed when he created all things. Our human fleshly side, our faulty thinking, that through our good deeds, our moral goodness, our achievements, our family, our career, even our involvement with the church, that we can earn our salvation. But Jesus says, you must lose your life, such things as pride and ego, yourself, in order to find him. Receiving salvation requires humility. We must admit that we can't save ourselves. In Acts 4:12, the Bible says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved." Friends, in Christ alone, we are saved. We live in a multi-choice world, different faith beliefs, lots of choices to choose from about how we will choose to live our life. But Jesus is the great I Am. There are many verses in the Bible that talk about the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation 22:13, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." In Revelations 1:8, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is yet to come. In John 1:3, "All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." In John 1:1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God." John 11:25, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live." Friends, Christ alone is our cornerstone. A foundation is so critical to any sound structure built. It's the underlying base and support upon which something is built upon. And Andrew Morris quotes saying, "It may seem like a simple part of the overall construction process, but getting the foundation right is incredibly important. The biggest reason is that any mistakes you make in the foundation will only get worse as you go up. Because Jesus is the cornerstone and the foundation of the church, of our lives. He and His law are our measuring stick. If Jesus isn't the foundation of your faith, your hope, your trust, and your love, then you are living on a shaky ground. You are easy prey for Satan. Satan, the fallen angel, is alive and well here on earth, and he lurks around seeking to devour and destroy. And that is exactly what he will do if you don't have the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, if you haven't received your salvation. Don't get me wrong. Being a believer isn't always easy either. Satan will strike you where you are most vulnerable, which for most of us is in our family, our children, and our health. But friends, God has the final say over what happens in our life. He's got us in the palm of His hand. Every battle you face, God is already putting forth a plan for your escape and for something good to come of your situation. In Christ alone, my solid ground. Let's think about that for a moment. And while we're thinking about that, my husband Shaziz is going to be a guest speaker for a few minutes. And so, Shaziz, what do you think about this topic, this message called In Christ Alone? What does that mean to you, and why do you think that is so important?
That's a big question.
It is.
Well, we needed a bridge back to God because God is pure. And because of the situation that played out with the devil and Adam and Eve and the fallen angels and the way that we as humans got so far away from God, there was no way that we could stand in God's presence again. So we needed that bridge. And so God gave his only son, which was a sacrifice, to cleanse our sins so that one day we could stand in the presence of God.
Yes.
That's pretty amazing.
That is. That's big. That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, as a man, I love people, and I would do just about anything in the world, but I don't know that I could withstand the torment of what he went through on that cross.
Yes. Bloody and beaten.
Yeah.
And drained of all of his blood, folks. Not just a little bit, but all of the blood. All of the blood had to be drained for our atonement. Can you only imagine?
It must have been terrible, you know, and man, first instinct is to curse God, you know. Why would you allow this to happen to me? Jesus did say, Father, why have you forsaken me? But he didn't curse him.
That's right. And, you know, 3 days later, he arose.
Yep. And there was three crosses up on that hill.
That's right.
There was a murderer and a thief, one of which was willing to follow God. The other of which was, if you're really God, the Son of God, then save us, get us off of here. But it was the one that had the faith, and that's what it all boils down to.
Yes. Without faith, we don't have anything. Yep. Without trust and love in God, and without our faith, without our hope in Jesus, there's nothing left.
See, humans spend a lot of time trying to blame God for all the problems down here, but if you look at what we've been gifted, it's beyond a miracle. It is amazing. And we're trying to find our way back to where we came from. And we can only find our way back that way, one way, and that's to try to walk as closely in that path that Jesus did. He came here to teach us something. And that was how to take care of one another. He wasn't at the rich person's house. He was down there with the people that needed him. It's no need going to the church and trying to save those people. He needed to find the ones that needed him.
Yeah, and there's so many different types of needs, you know. He was there. He went out to everyone all over the place, healing them from the inside out.
Yeah, I think your last message was talking about the one sheep that wandered away from the 99.
Yeah.
And that's pretty profound, because that tells you that every single one of them matters. The 99 were all together. He knew they were going to be all right. It was the one that was out there by itself, and that's the ones he was looking for.
And that's, you know, that's a true picture. If you can imagine that in your mind, that is such a true and pure picture. You know, just as we try to hold on to our children, as we try to keep them close and safe, and yet sometimes they still wander off.
God doesn't want to lose.
Not even one of us.
That's because they're all important.
That's right. He created each and every one of us with a purpose in mind, a plan for our lives. And each life, each plan and purpose...
You want to talk about true
love. ...was
uniquely
made. And so, you know...
You give somebody a beautiful world such as this, and you love them so much that you give them free will. You let them go. You let them go. God don't want us to come back to him because we fear him. He wants, like every other father, he wants us to come back because we love him. Mm-hmm. And if we learn that, then we learned what we're here for. That was our purpose, to love one another, to take care of one another, to be caretakers.
Yeah.
And Jesus came down to show us how. He wasn't necessarily saying, you got to be crucified to do that, but he showed the ultimate sacrifice that no one has ever been able to do what Jesus did.
Jesus was our example.
Yeah. And he just tried to show us there's a difference between this, the God of this world, and there's a difference between the God in heaven.
Yes.
So don't proclaim some place to be a house of God and do the works of the world in that house. You know, all these are all simple. The Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, and so on. We were pretty much born with that written in our spirit. We knew.
Absolutely.
But if we can walk as closely to that path as possible, that's the message that you needed to learn. And the message, what we talked about, the parable of the mustard seed is really important, because all he asked for was that much faith. Have you ever held a mustard seed in your hand?
It's very tiny.
That's all he asked for, was that much. So if you have that much faith, what the power of God can do for you, you can move mountains. That's what he said. I take his words literal.
Well, those are some very good points that you brought up. Yes.
It brings tears to my eyes. Every time. That's how you're supposed to pray.
That's right. Very true. Well, thank you, Shaziz, for joining us here on the Hope Show and giving us that wonderful message. And so, friends, we've ran out of time for today, but you know, as I was preparing for today's message, I got to the end of the message, and I was getting ready to wrap it up, and then for next week, you know, a different message from God. But as I was trying to wrap it up, I heard God saying in the back of my mind, "No, I'm not done with this message. My children need to hear more about Christ." And so, next week, friends, the message will also be in Christ alone. But it'll be part two. So, let's go ahead and bow our head in a closing prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your message. I believe that so many friends out there needed to hear this message. Father, help us to stay focused on you. Help us to be faithful in prayer and to put all our hope and trust in you. May the Holy Spirit guide us, comfort us, strengthen us. Help us to always remember in Christ alone, our cornerstone, the solid rock with which we stand. And in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen.
Amen.
Friends, God bless you and yours this week. And until next Saturday, same time, same place, please stay safe and healthy.
3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense.
So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he drives every tear that falls. So I come to tell you that he saves, shall and to proclaim he's coming back for you.
This life,
oh, this life,
this pride,
on this prize,
this blood.
This one. There is a blood that sights the blind, that heals the sick.